Cubitech has just introduced more than 50 realistic humanoid robot designs, and some of them are difficult to separate from real people at first glance. The lineup includes male and female models with different faces, body types, and heights. Each robot has lifelike silicone skin, with realistic hair and blinking eyelashes. Cameras inside the eyes help the robot follow faces and maintain natural eye contact during conversation. This may sound like an experimental technology that is still years away, but Ubitech has already opened the product to buyers. More than 13,361 orders were placed on launch day, and deliveries are expected to begin in mid-September 2026. Prices range from around $17,600 to nearly $146,000. The company is calling this the world's first mass-produced full-size ultra-bionic humanoid series. Yet these robots are not built for warehouses or factories. They are designed for people who need daily conversation, emotional support, and a constant presence at home. Ubitech used its June 30th launch in Shenzhen to introduce U-World as a new consumer robot brand. The first product under that brand is the U-1 series, which the company describes as the world's first mass-produced full-size ultra-bionic humanoid robot lineup. More than 50 designs were presented with male and female faces across different body shapes and heights. The smallest models stand around 5 feet 3 inches, while the tallest reach just over 6 feet, 1.60 to 1.85 meters. Some robots have younger faces while others look more mature. Buyers can also select different hairstyles, outfits, and facial styles. This allows Ubitech to offer a wide range of identities instead of selling one standard robot that looks the same in every home. The lifelike appearance became more convincing when people were allowed to interact with the robots directly. Attendees could stand close and touch the soft silicone skin while watching the eyes and facial movements from only a few feet away. Hundreds of people raised their cameras when the male and female robots entered the stage. Many viewers described the experience as crazy because the robots looked far more human in person than they did through a screen. Their eyes tracked nearby faces while the blinking eyelashes and small head movements created a stronger sense of attention. That reaction explains the central idea behind the U-1 series. Ubitech is not trying to impress buyers with lifting strength or factory speed. The company is trying to make a robot feel real enough that people can accept its presence in daily life. This launch marks a major change for Ubitech because the company is best known for Walker and other humanoids built for industrial work. Those robots are designed around movement, lifting, and factory tasks. The U-1 follows a completely different goal. It is built for conversation, emotional support, and daily companionship inside the home. Ubitech is targeting single adults and empty nest seniors over 60 who may spend long periods without regular company. The robot is not meant to replace a nurse or complete every household chore. Its purpose is to remain nearby and respond to the user throughout the day. That makes the U-1 less like a home appliance and more like a physical companion. Ubitech believes some users may value a robot that remembers routines and notices changes in emotion, even when it cannot cook dinner or clean a room. This is why the company invested so much effort in the eyes, skin, and facial movement. The product is not measured by how much work it completes. Its value depends on whether the user feels noticed when the robot looks back. Ubitech is testing whether attention and human-like presence can become a real consumer robot market. The launch event was built to support that idea. Ubitech used the theme, "Love is Eternal," instead of focusing on factory speed or lifting strength. A large curved LED wall created a purple and blue galaxy runway, where more than 50 full-size humanoids walked in front of the audience. The robots moved with human-like gaits and changed posture as they crossed the stage. Two flagship versions were also given personal names instead of normal model numbers. The male robot was introduced as Lingyi Nix, while the female robot was called Xiaoyu Una. Giving the robots names and different identities helped Ubitech present them as characters people could meet rather than products that all looked the same. A synchronized partner dance later showed how the robots could coordinate balance and body tracking while moving beside each other. The performance was cinematic, but it also showed how the robots could control posture during a live routine. During the keynote, CEO Zhou Yan said UB Tech could produce one complete humanoid in about 8 minutes once manufacturing reaches scale. Chief Brand Officer Michael Tam also introduced the Human Robot Companionship Initiative and pledged 100 customized robots to vulnerable people in 2026. By launch day, orders had already passed 13,361 units. Together, those details turned the event from a visual showcase into a serious consumer market test. If you could customize the face and appearance of your robot, would you create a completely new person or make it look like someone familiar? Tell me in the comments. UB Tech divided the lineup into three levels that offer different versions of the same idea. The U1 Lite focuses on the face and upper body. The U1 Pro adds a complete walking frame with more natural movement. The U1 Ultra combines the full body with deeper emotional AI and long-term memory. Prices begin at around $17,600 and rise to about $146,000. The Lite is the most affordable way to experience the human-like face. The Pro is meant for buyers who want the robot to move through the home. The Ultra is a luxury companion for people who want the strongest emotional and memory features in the series. Each model also reveals what UB Tech believes customers will value most. The company is not increasing lifting power as the price rises. Instead, it adds a stronger sense of presence. The Lite can look at the user and hold a conversation. The Pro can walk into the room and respond with full body movement. The Ultra can remember routines and react to emotional changes over time. This makes the U1 lineup very different from industrial humanoids, where a higher price normally buys more strength or faster work. Here, the higher price buys more realism and a deeper connection with the owner. The U1 Lite starts at 119,800 RMB, which is roughly $17,600. It is a semi-torso model rather than a complete walking humanoid. Buyers receive the head and upper body with arms that allow the robot to gesture during conversation. UB Tech placed most of the focus on the face because that is where people notice attention and emotion first. Soft silicone gives the skin a more natural appearance, while realistic hair and blinking eyelashes complete the outer design. Buyers can select different facial features and styling options from the wider U1 appearance library. The Lite is designed as a seated companion that can remain in one part of the home and create the feeling that someone is present. The strongest feature of the Lite is its eye contact. Cameras inside the eyes let the robot follow a face and notice small changes in expression while the user speaks. A slight head turn or blink at the right moment can make a conversation feel more natural. The robot cannot walk around the home or complete physical work. It also does not offer the deeper memory and emotional features found in the Ultra. However, it delivers the central U1 experience at the lowest price. The Lite is meant for buyers who care more about conversation and appearance than mobility. It gives people a lifelike face that can listen and respond without the cost of a complete full-body humanoid. The U1 Pro costs 169,800 RMB, which places it around $24,000 to $25,000. This version adds the complete walking body and brings the 88 degrees of freedom into everyday use. The robot can stand up, sit down, and move across flat indoor floors. Its bionic neck allows the head to tilt toward the speaker, while the torso and shoulders follow the motion. That coordination makes the robot appear less rigid during conversation. The Pro can also use its hands while speaking and change posture as someone moves around the room. These movements are not designed for athletic performance. Their main purpose is to make the robot feel physically connected to the person it is interacting with. Mobility makes the Pro feel more present because the robot is no longer fixed in one place. It can enter a room or turn toward a voice and adjust its position during an interaction. Yet the limits remain important. Battery life is around 2 to 4 hours on one charge. The robot cannot climb stairs and is not built for uneven outdoor ground. It will not prepare food or clean the house either. The Pro is better understood as a moving companion rather than a general purpose home worker. UB Tech is charging more because the full body strengthens the human-like experience, not because the robot can complete more labor. The U1 Ultra sits at the top of the series. The female Xiaoyu Una version costs about $130,000, while the male Lingji Nix model reaches around $146,000. Differences in height and exterior finish help explain part of the price gap. Both versions include the full body design with the most advanced emotional features in the lineup. UBTech says the Ultra uses an emotion-aware large language model built for long-term companionship. The technology can recognize more than 20 emotional states with over 90% accuracy, according to the company. Instead of only detecting whether a person sounds happy or sad, the robot tries to identify smaller changes such as stress, tiredness, or worry. That allows the reply to match the user's mood instead of simply answering the words. A fast and slow brain design keeps the interaction natural while deeper reasoning continues in the background. The fast side can produce an intuitive response in about 500 milliseconds. The slower side handles more difficult meaning through much larger language models. UBTech also claims the mouth can stay within 20 milliseconds of the speech. That close timing helps the voice feel connected to the face. Even a smart robot can feel artificial when the response comes too late or the lips do not match the words. The Ultra is designed to reduce those breaks in the illusion and make the exchange feel more natural. The biggest upgrade inside the Ultra is Agent Memory OS. This memory layer is designed to remember habits, preferences, and earlier conversations across days or months. A normal voice assistant often treats every interaction like a new request. The Ultra is supposed to build on what it already knows about the user. It may remember when someone normally takes a morning walk or what topic caused stress earlier in the week. That memory gives the robot a stronger sense of continuity. The owner does not need to explain the same background every day because the robot can use earlier interactions to understand the current moment. A proactive care engine then allows the Ultra to begin interaction without waiting for a wake word. The robot could notice that a routine changed or that the user returned home looking tired. It could then ask whether something is wrong instead of waiting to be called. This is where the U1 becomes more serious than a normal smart speaker. The robot is not only responding to direct commands, it is watching for context and deciding when interaction may be useful. Some people may find that comforting because the robot appears attentive. Others may find it too personal because the same behavior requires the robot to keep observing faces, voices, and routines. That concern leads directly to privacy. A companion robot inside the home could know who lives there and when they return. It could hear private conversations and learn emotional patterns that people may never share with anyone else. This is not ordinary device data. It is personal life data. UBTech says the U1 follows a local first design where much of the emotional computing happens on the robot itself. A Rockchip RK3588 chip supports on-device processing, while personal records are stored in encrypted local memory. The company also says cloud dependence is kept limited, so less sensitive information needs to leave the home. Owners are given hardware controls that can stop certain functions directly instead of relying only on a software menu. UWorld is also keeping the U1 on a closed platform without third-party development. That choice limits the outside apps buyers can install, but it may reduce security risks. Trust will decide whether these robots are accepted beyond early buyers. A realistic face may convince someone to place an order, yet privacy will determine whether the robot remains welcome after it starts learning real family routines. The early demand shows that this idea already has a serious audience. More than 13,361 orders had been recorded by launch day. UBTech says deliveries are expected to begin in mid-September 2026, and the company wants to deliver more than 10,000 robots before the end of the year. Those numbers are unusually large for a lifelike companion that still costs at least $17,600. CEO Jojian's claim that one complete robot can be built in about 8 minutes also explains how UBTech plans to support that volume. The company is using China's manufacturing network to turn a highly customized humanoid into a repeatable consumer product. Would you pay $17,600 for a lifelike robot that can listen and respond but cannot walk or complete household work? Share your thoughts in the comments. The price remains difficult to ignore. The Lite costs as much as a small car in many markets, while the Ultra reaches luxury car territory. Buyers are paying that money for a robot that cannot wash dishes or clean a room. What they receive instead is appearance, eye contact, emotional response, and memory. That makes the U1 a direct test of whether companionship itself can become a major robot market. If the product succeeds, other companies may begin building humanoids around emotional presence instead of household labor. The U1 series shows how quickly humanoid robots are moving beyond factories and into a much more personal part of daily life. UB Tech is not selling strength or household labor here. It is selling eye contact, emotional response, memory, and the feeling that someone is present beside you. More than 13,361 orders suggest that people are already willing to test that idea. If you want clear breakdowns of the biggest changes happening in AI and robotics, subscribe to the AI Nexus. The real answer will come when these robots enter thousands of homes and people discover whether a lifelike companion can provide real comfort or whether constant observation begins to feel too personal. U1 represents one possible future built around conversation and emotional memory. But other companies are exploring movement, touch, warmth, and even more realistic human features. Together, they are pushing us toward one bigger question: how human should a robot become before it starts feeling too real?